بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. طيب, so today in front of us we have Surah An-Nasr, and in this video we are going to do the grammatical analysis of this Surah. So first, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we have the word إِذَا, and this one is a ظَرْفُ الزَّمَان. This one is ظرف الزمان. So we have إذا, which is ظرف الزمان, and then we have جاء. جاء is a فعل ماضي. نصر is the فاعل. نصر is the فاعل of جاء, and it is also a مضاف. And الله is لفظ جلالة مضاف إلي. طيب. Then we have the letter waw, and the waw is harful ataf, and after waw we have al fathu, and al fathu is ma'tufun alay. Al fathu is ma'tufun alay nasru, and therefore it follows it in its i'rab, which is marfu'un. Naam. Then we have wa ra'ayta an-nasa. So waw is again harful atf. Ra'ayta an-nasa. Ra'aytu is the fi'il. The ta is the fa'il. And the nasa is maf'ulun bihi. It's maf'ulun bihi of ra'aytu. Then you have yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. This whole thing is the hal. This whole thing is the hal of ra'aytu. And inside the hal, we have a separate jumla fa'liya. We have yadkhuluna. Yadkhuluna is a verb, fi'l mudari, marfu'un. So yadkhuluna, this one is fi'l mudari, marfu'un. We have the fa'il, which is the waw. The waw is the fa'il. Fi mahalli rafa fa'il. Fi dinillahi. So fi is the harful jar, and dini is ism majrur bi fi. Wa huwa mudaf. It is also mudaf. And Allahi is lafz jalala mudafun ilay. And then we have afwaja. Afwaja is a hal of yadkhuluna. Okay, it's a hal of yadkhuluna. So from the beginning we have idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath, when there comes the help of Allah to you, yani to you O Muhammad, against sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against your enemies, and the conquest. Wal fathu means the conquest, okay, yani, and the achievement of Makkah and the victory. Okay, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَجَ. And you see, yani O Prophet, the people embracing Allah's way, أَفْوَاجًا, yani in crowds, in multitudes. Okay, then we have the next line, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. So we have fa. Fa means so. Fasabbih. Sabbih is a it's a fi'l amr, and the fa'il is domir mustatir taqdiruhu anta. It's hiding inside it, and the fa'il is anta. Fasabbih bihamdi. Bihamdi. Bihamdi is jar wa majrur mutaalliq bil fi'l sabbih. Then we have bi rabbika. The word Rabbi is the mudafun ilay of hamdi. So it's a mudafun ilay, and it itself is also a mudaf. And the ka is domirun mabniun fi mahalli mudafun ilay. So the translation will be, so glorify the praise of your Lord. Then we have waw again. Waw is harful atf again. Wastaghfirahu. So wastaghfirahu is a fi'l amr, واستغفر is فعل أمر. The who is a ضمير مبني في محل مفعول به of the واستغفر. And the فاعل is أنت which is ضمير تقدير. It's hidden inside. Okay. Then we have إنه. إن is حرف ناسخ. We have إن which is حرف ناسخ. Who, this ha is في محل نصب اسم إن. Okay, it's in the place of اسم إن. كان توابا. So كان is فعل ماضي ناسخ. Okay, and it's اسم. The اسم of كان is ضمير مستتر تقديره هو. And توابا is the خبر of كان. Tawaba is the khabar of kana, and therefore it is mansubun. And this whole sentence, kana tawaba, is the khabar of inna. Okay? So that's all for the grammatical analysis of this surah. So beginning from the first, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When there comes the help of Allah and the victory, ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. And you see the people embracing Allah's way in multitudes, in crowds. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask His forgiveness. إنه, for certainly He is, كان توابا. He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. Okay? So that was all for today. Anything that I've said wrong is from me and Shaitan, and Allah and His Messenger is free from it. Subhanallah bihamdihi wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh. I hope you found this beneficial, and I would like to thank you for watching. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.